Okay, this is like the second, whatever they call it. I think it's called an episode or something. I'm making on this app, but I have like four shows on another app for a radio channel. And like that one's broadcast myself. And like if you go to my YouTube channel, Graham R, with like the same per, no, it's a pro, no, I think it's the same profile picture as I have on this thing, but yeah, you should just type in, if you type in Graham R and scroll down, it's like the one right under it. And that app though, I can only record 15 minutes, and this one I think I seen like a couple 1 hour long recordings on from this app. And so like, I mean, I guess I can record as long as I want on this one. But the only bad thing is on that one, which it, this is why I have four recordings on that one. And sorry about the background, how it sounds like there's a thing outside vacuuming around. But no, no, why I said thing, I meant vacuum. But on this app, if you brought, I think, is it podcast or broadcast or whatever it is, on this app you can't like put music into it. Like I tried playing a song on from my phone while I was doing the broadcast, but it didn't show up, so I was just, I have to pull up a song on my other device and then put the my phone up to my other device and then play it. But on my radio channel, and that I can just like add it before time into this section. Like if you download broadcast myself and then go onto it and everything, there's like this section, it has all these weird clappy thingies and stuff, and like you just remove a couple of those. But you got to be careful, because if you remove the wrong one, I tried putting them back, but it doesn't work, so you'd have to delete the whole app again and re-download it. Unless if you know how to, but if you don't, which I don't know how to, you just have to, like, be careful about which ones you delete. And then I have, like, three open, three or four, no, I have four spaces open, which I don't know why, because it's only 15 minutes I can broadcast. But anyway, I put songs in there from my files, and then usually I did my first one, I created it as a draft, and then I uploaded it, but it takes forever to upload, so I just started doing them live. So, like, it's better to do them live on that app. But anyway, I don't know why I'm still talking, because it's been 3 minutes of talking, but in the background, I'm sorry about this stuff in the background, but okay, I'm going to play Power of the Gods by Kayvon. Thank you for being on my radio channel, and I hope you enjoy. It's about to play.
Travel. can't escape that fitness powerful grapple. I'll destroy you like the Tower of Babel. I'm in my zone, speaking tongues like Rosetta Stone. Dwell in the depths of hell, sit on the devil's throne. Soon I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop. That's because I possess power over God. I'm possessed by the devil. I'm possessed by the devil. Soon I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop. That's because I possess power over God. I'm possessed by the devil. I'm possessed by the devil.
Lots of safe information, communication,
evocation,
and illumination,
hallucinations,
mind operation.
Bring back the days I know I knew about my nation of the lost creation. I'm in my spaceship, you'll be weightless. Check out my snakes list as I start to shape shift. Memories I am faded, always I am hated. Sex rituals with your girl when she be naked, be naked. But I'm told I got a blind soul, but my mind's old, creating different species, just my mind goes. Only I know what kind of powers I hold. Travel through a black hole as space and time folds. Mind tricks make your motherfucking mind trip. I got the powers, make the fabric of time rip. When I rhyme, my mind shines, sending divine signs. Lyrical version of Albert Einstein.
Soon I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop.
That's because I possess power over God.
I'm possessed by the devil.
I'm possessed by the devil.
Soon I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop.
That's because I possess power over God.
I'm possessed by the devil.
I'm possessed by the devil.
Thank you, sweeties, with different species and business. If you tease me, I'll have you down, suffocating in your own feces. When your wifey comes around, she always does not please me. My moves got you more confused than a fucking ishi. I swear I'll make your mind tear. I don't fight fair. Attack you while you're sleeping like a nightmare. Have sex with female demons with that long hair. This man's make me feel so live like I'd be on air. My body can cohabitate, the battle's great. Never will the channel break, connected to a rattlesnake. I'll make your gun aware, I am unrare. Motherfucker about to blow up like a sun flare. Best believe I'll stab straight through your esophagus till your body drops to the ground and loses consciousness. I don't battle haters, but I'm a gladiator. Up against me, I attack like an alligator.
I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop.
That's because I possess power over God.
I'm possessed by the devil.
I'm possessed by the devil.
Soon I'll be on top of mountains you cannot stop.
That's because I possess power over God.
I'm possessed by the devil.
I'm possessed by the devil.
But yeah, that was Kayvon, Power of the Gods. And again, I'm sorry about the noise in the background. That's also why the other app is like cool, because you can mute the sound in the background, so you can only hear the song, and then you can just turn on the mic whenever you want. But I thought I should probably download this app as well, because the other app, although it has all the cool stuff with making the broadcast, it does have the downside of like the 15 minute thing, and also the thing to where you have to like be searching for a specific. So, you know what I'm trying to say, though. I can't pronounce that word, but you have to be searching for a certain channel to find it. So that's why I put the link to it in my, is it called a bio or description? I think it's the description. But yeah, I put the link to it in my description on my YouTube channel, because I have like, that way more people will find the broadcast. But yeah, I thought I should download this app as well, because in this one I can like reach more people or something. Because I saw that when you log in, it has the search button, so I was thinking people could just be searching for songs. Because when I tried to search for songs, I didn't really find any at all. I just found someone talking about, what was it? It was like an hour-long thing of someone just talking about, I don't know what they were talking about. It sounded almost like they were making up. So I don't know what they were talking about, but it was weird. And I was like, where are the songs? So I tried to type up the Joker to find some Joker songs, because I was like, yeah, they might have some Joker songs, because there's a common. And then I was like, there was nothing. It was just like, I forgot what it was. But still, though, there was nothing. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to create my own channel where I can post songs and stuff. So, like, someone would just be looking for songs and stuff, and they'd be like, there's nothing here. And then they would find this, and then, like, you can just scroll through after a couple of weeks of making broadcasts. You could scroll through, and then there would be tons of songs and stuff. And if you don't want to listen to any of the talking or anything on my YouTube channel, I don't talk at all. So it just has the song along with a picture in the background, and that's it. No talking. So, I mean, yeah, but now I think I should play another one. So I'm going to play. Wait 1 second. Okay, I'm going to play Red Rum Where I'm From by AMB. Hope you enjoy. But yeah, that's also why the other app is good too. But can you turn that down? But Vegas, seriously. Caden, turn it down.
Find Jason.
Hey. But yeah, that's also why the other app is better, because like in the middle of a recording, if you get a message, it doesn't like be interrupt this song and be like beep doop. But yeah, If you're wondering how I get all these songs, like where I get them from or anything, I'm not playing them off of YouTube. Like I said, like at the beginning of this for the other app, I'm playing them off of files because I downloaded them. Because if you go to the App Store, the apps come off and on differently at different times and everything. And the app is FLV2 MP3 Converter or MP3 Converter. The last one I had was MP3 Converter, but when I got a new phone for Black Friday and bought it and stuff, I took my SD card out of my other phone and put it in this phone, but I moved the MP3 Converter onto my SD card, so I thought that it was going to transfer the whole app to my phone, but when I put it on my phone, it didn't transfer the whole app. So, like, I'm trying to find the MP3 converter again for this phone so I can download it and stuff and go back to downloading music. But it's hard as crap to find. Like, the last time that I lost the app, it took me like a whole year just to find it. But once you find it, it's worth it, because when you find it, it gives you like the option to download the file type for anything. So basically what you do, you use it. Once you find it, how you find it is there'll be a bunch of apps and stuff that say that they're that app. But how I always tell if it's that app or not, instead of like downloading each app, is when you scroll down and it shows the pictures of what the app looks like. It has like, it should have like a picture of a circle with like half or a couple quarters or anything of the circle, except the circle is like, there's like the line of the circle has an inside of the line and it should be filled with orange or something and have a number in the middle of the circle, which it does when you're converting the file. But yeah, the once you find the app, if you do, as soon as you find it, you post it in the comments anywhere on my channel or anything, because I'm trying to find it too, but I haven't found it yet. Once I find it, I'll put it in the description or in the comments of a recent video or something. But basically, you can't keep the... I tried to do this, but it failed horribly, because I took the app and I was like, you know, I'm going to be smart this time. So I took the link of the app, like where it was located on Google Play Store, and then I pasted it somewhere. And then when I went back to check the link so I could download it again, the app had been removed off of Google. So you have to like constantly try as hard as you can not to delete the app once you got it, because it takes a while to find it again, because Google removes the app from Google because it's letting you get free songs and stuff. So they'll remove it off of there, and then FOV2 will have to put it back on there in like a different, as like a different app or something. So once you find it though, you gotta like try and save the app and download it on as many devices as you have. That way it's guaranteed you're not going to like lose it or anything. But like I was saying, once you finally find the app, if you do, what you do is, I thought at the beginning you had to go into internet and copy the link from where the thing is located on the internet to the thing, but you can do it on YouTube, so you don't need to go to internet anything to do this. All you need to do is go on YouTube, go to like a video, a song, because you can convert MP4, MP3. I just call them WAMA, but it's WMA or something file. It's a format for a song or something. But like I was saying, you can just go onto YouTube and then you find a video or song you want to download. Let's just say you want to download, Breakdown by Twisted, and then you just go to the video, and then you click on it, and then you can, or you don't even have to click on it. You just go to click on the three dots, then click share, just click on it, and then press share. And then once it pops up, share. This is just how I do it on Android, because that's all the devices I get. I only have Android devices, so I don't know anything of how you do this on any of the other types of devices, because I only use Android. But if you are on Android, this is how I do it. You click share, and then you press share to clipboard, or copy to clipboard, or anything, and it'll share it to your clipboard. And then once you've done that, you exit out of YouTube. Sometimes you'll have to go back in to recopy it, because something went wrong when you're copying it the first time, but that's like only sometimes. Even then, when it does that, you can still fix it back up. And it works perfectly too. It's like the best app for downloading songs ever. But, you know, when you find a good app for downloading songs, it's hard to find it again. So once you like find the app and everything, do that, copy the link, you go on to the app. And then it'll, when you go into the app, it'll have like this thing that says paste here or something. It'll have this little box with MP3 beside it. You can press on the MP3 button and change it to whatever format you want, or MP4 if you're trying to download a video. But if you're trying to download a video, it'll be like you'll do the video and you'll download it, but it's not that high of quality. So it's like a low quality, but it's not the lowest of low quality, but it'll still be the video, so it's pretty cool. And like it's not bad quality, it's just not high quality. But once you do it, you can press MP3, MP4, whatever you want. But then you'll press the little box, and then you'll hold down your finger on the box until it says paste, and then you'll press paste, and then the link to the video will pop up in the box, and then you'll just press convert on the convert button, because it will have a convert button, and then you'll press convert, and a little circle will pop up, and it will load around with a number in the center. But if it stops on number 6 for over a minute, it's never going to work. It's just going to go back to the beginning and say something went wrong. So if it stops on 6, or if it stops on 5, or whatever, if it goes above 6, I've noticed it will complete doing it. It's just, it might take a little while if you have crappy Wi-Fi. But if it stops on 6, then you'll have to go back into YouTube and then share the video to clipboard again, and then go back in and do it, and it should work. But if it doesn't work, you don't have to keep going back into YouTube and sharing it to clipboard. Just keep copying down the link until it does work, but it doesn't take a long time for it to work. It usually works perfectly. But then once the circle finishes loading, it'll go to a screen, and it'll have the name of the video. And then under it, it will have like three bars. One will say set as ringtone. One will say MP3. And then one will say download. And under it, it will have songs related to it. And then you just press the download button, and it will go to a screen, and it will have the song in like a rectangle box. And then it will be downloading. And like usually, you can exit off of the app and do other stuff, but I wouldn't click backwards to go back until it's fully downloaded. But once it is, then you can just click back or scroll backwards. Like click the back button, you know, the arrow pointing backwards. And then go back to the home menu, or just exit out and then re-enter. And once you do your first download, it will have, or this is just in the version I used to have, or I last had, it'll have like a search button, and then you can literally search up the songs you want to download. But that's only after you download your first song. And then once you do that, if you don't have any downloaded songs before, just go to file, your file, you know, that little file thing, and once you click onto all your apps, and then you have your file, And you go into your file and you go to internal storage or SD card or wherever you download it to. Usually it's internal storage. And then you'll go to, you'll either go to download or music, one of those. But it has two boxes. One of them is that and one of them is the other one. But whichever one you go to and it has it in it, it'll have the song in there. And if it worked properly, like, sometimes, like, when I downloaded, you'll have to be careful about it and listen to the whole thing. Because sometimes, very, very rarely, like, 1 out of 100. Because I have, like, tons of songs, like, a lot of songs. And it's only happened to a couple of them. Like, I would say, on my computer, I know I had, like, over 200 or 300 songs. And only, like, I would say 5 of them had that happen to them. So, it's very rarely. But you'll just have to listen to the whole song to make sure it's all there and everything. And all good. And I'll say MP3. And then, if you don't, Google Music Player isn't, like, the best music player ever or anything, but if you are going to use it, usually what I do is I click onto the 3 lines, and then I press download only, and go to library or whatever, and then press on songs, and then you can scroll through them, but usually I just download from Google Play App Store, Pi Music Player, which is Pi Music Player, and then you can just, like, create your own playlist, and it's like a really good music player and everything, and then you can listen to them there, and, like, it'll be good and everything, but, yeah, that's, like, how you download music. And if you have a computer, there's this program called, you know where you play your music at? When you put a CD in and you play it, it'll have, like, the thing where I play it. On my computer, I forgot the name of it because I renamed the app to Song Downloader or Music Downloader. But I think it's, like, if you're listening to this and you have a computer and CDs that you want to download, just put in a CD and press play. And if you have, like, the same type of computer I had or something, because I had a Dell Windows, I don't know which version of Windows I had, though, but I had a Windows computer, but when you put in the CD and then you playing it, you can click on, it'll have, like, you playing it, and then you can click to the songs button or the library where you have all your songs, and then you can click to where the CD is and it shows all the songs on the CD, and then above it it'll say RIP, like it'll say RIP, and you'll click on that, or you don't have to, but I mean if you want to download the album you got to, and then you'll click on that, and then it'll say processing on all the songs, and once it processes it'll say downloading, and then once it's downloaded it'll say complete or something, and then you'll just exit out of that and you'll go onto your file or your however you get to all your files and stuff on your computer. You'll click on that. On my computer it just had something that said files, but, like, I don't know if your computer will have it or what. But you just click on the files, and then you'll go to, if you're downloading music off of a, what is it? If you're downloading music off of a CD, you'll click on music, and then, like, it'll have all the on the whole album, you'll click on that, it'll have the name of the album, and you'll click on the album, and it'll have the whole album there, you can listen to it or anything, but if you want to download it to your phone, you just have to enter a USB cord into the computer, and then into your phone, and then you'll hook your phone up, and your phone will say allow access or something, And then you just allow access to your phone, which just means you can download stuff to your phone or download stuff to your computer from either one while it's plugged in. And then you'll click on, you'll hold down the mouse button and you'll highlight all of them, like with the blue thing. And then you'll open another folder with your phone, and you'll open another window with the file on it as well, and then go to the phone where it has your phone. And if you have a password on your phone, you'll need to enter your password and log into your phone first, and then like you'll have it up and everything. But then once you do that, you'll have like that whole thing right there. And then you'll click them and you'll drag them to wherever you can create a new file. Usually I would suggest that if you're going to create a new file where you're storing them, like I always create a file called songs, I would always create the file using the phone, because every single time I created the file using the computer, my computer crashed. But or it didn't crash, it would just stop and freeze and then close everything, and I'd have to reopen up everything and restart it. But yeah, I would just suggest you do it with your phone creating the file, and then you drag everything to the file you want, and then it'll download everything. It'll have like a little square box, not square, but rectangle, a tiny little rectangle box in the middle of your screen that will say downloading. You just drag it to the corner wherever you want to put it. If you want to do something else on your computer while it's downloading, or you can press the minus sign to like conceal or hide the window. But once it's downloading, the file box will go away and stuff. And then you can close it and then everything. Then you'll have them on your phone. But if you want to play them on your phone, when you download the truck and everything, it will be downloaded as WMA. I just call them WMA, but like it's a WMA file, but I'm gonna just call them WMA because that's what I always call them. And you'll go into your phone and you want to download a MP3 converter app. Just type up converter or MP3 converter or something, and then there'll be like thousands of them, but you want to find one that has like a anywhere from 3 to 4 star rating, because if it has under a 3 star, it's going to be crappy as hell. So you want to find a MP3 converter app, and then you want to go onto it and select all the songs and convert them from WMA to MP3. And once you convert them, you can then go on to Pi Music Player, or what is it, Google Play Music Player, or whatever music player you're using to like do it. You can go on to there, and then they'll all pop up, and you can do that, and you can save them to Drive. Like if you get Drive on your phone, I didn't know what Drive was for a couple of years until I wondered what it was and I clicked on it. But once you click on Drive and you log into your main Gmail, I always suggest you use your main Gmail and the one you remember your password to and everything, because like that's where I store all my crap, is on my main Gmail, because when I stored it on different Gmails everywhere, I ended up losing like $10 worth of crap because I forgot the password to my Gmail. And I also forgot the name of my Gmail. I literally forgot the whole name of my Gmail, and I didn't write it down, so I started writing down everything, and then I just made my password things that I remember easily. But like, yeah, but still though, once you click on Drive, you log into your main Gmail and everything, you got 15 gigabytes of space in it. Usually I create folders and stuff to store them, so it's like all sorted and everything, so you can easily access stuff. But you should download them. I would suggest that you download them to Google Drive. So any device, at least any Android device that you go on and it has Google Drive, or you can just download Google Drive to it, you can go log into your Gmail under Google Drive, and then you can like download the songs to that device. So you can have them on like thousands of devices everywhere. And then Like, once you download them to Google Drive and everything, then you can, like, just listen to them. And in the music player, you can exit out of the music player, turn off your phone, do anything you want, and it'll still be playing and everything. Because on Google, on Spotify Music, it's just a waste of money to spend money getting the music from there. Because, like, I mean, why would you pay to have songs and exit off of it and everything when you can just, if you're gonna use Spotify, never you pay money on it. Unless if you have, like, tons of money and you don't know what to do with it. But because you can just create new Gmail, I just call them fake Gmails, but you can create a Gmail under something that you would never use, or just random Gmails, and you can create them, and then you can log in Spotify and use the free trial, and every time you can just keep using the free trial. But, like, once you, I would just suggest you do this, because, I mean, it's way better than paying money to get something. But, yeah, I would just suggest that, like, you do the MP3 converter thing. Or once you do everything, though, and you have them downloaded and everything, if you got, like, a desktop computer, you can, and it's like the computer I had. On my computer, I couldn't write DVDs, because I bought a DVD writer, but it required Wi-Fi, and at the time, I didn't have any Wi-Fi, so I returned it to Best Buy and got my money back. And then once I got Wi-Fi back again, I just decided that I shouldn't rebuy it, because, I mean, honestly, it would just be a waste of money, because what would I download onto the DVDs? But, I mean, anyway, you can just buy a CD pack for, like, CD packs are only, like, $12 for, like, 80 CDs or something, or at least those were the ones I was getting. It's, like, fairly cheap for tons of CDs, and then you can just put a CD in there, and usually they'll have, like, enough gigabytes to put at least, like, around 12 to 15, if they're, like, each 3 to 6 minutes long. And then, like, once you can have, like, CDs, and the CDs you can put into, you'll have to, once you press the CD and you put it in, you'll, like, have to, once you put it in, you'll have to go to the CD, and then it'll have, like, the wizard pop up, and you'll put in the name of the CD that you want it to be named. You'll want to press on the button that says accessible by radio players and, like, normal players, not a data disk. A data disk will store, like, tons of stuff, but you can't put it into a radio and play it. It's only, like, it's basically a, what is it, a flash drive, except a CD. That's what a data disk is. So, like, basically, you should, or if you're trying to do this, this is what you do. You just press on the button that's, like, says it's accessible by radios and players and everything. And then once you do that, you can, like, download the, you just drag, you do the same thing. Actually, I already did, I dragged the files there. You know where you play all your music. You'll have to go back into the thing, and then you want to click on the empty CD, and then you want to open up a new window. Usually I have all the windows shrunken down to, like, medium size, and then you want to open up a new window, and then you want to, which is files, and you want to go to whichever songs you're trying to download onto the CD, and then you want to download them from the file, or not download them, but you want to highlight all of the songs, and then you want to drag them to the, it'll have this bar on the side of it, it'll have the empty space open, and then beside it will have a bar, and you want to click on the bar or anything. And once you click on the bar, it'll have a thing, and it'll have and it'll have a bunch of options, and one of the options is burn. So you'll want to move all the songs you want to download onto the bar, and then once you scroll down, if it has a blue line going across under one of the songs, that means all the songs under the blue line will have to be downloaded onto a new CD. So, like, it will tell you all the songs and how many minutes is left for you to, for a song that, like, if you put in a bunch of songs, it'll be like 3 minutes available or something, and then you can find a song 3 minutes long and put it in there. But once you do that, you can name the name of the CD or something again or whatever you want to do. And then you will have it all set up. You can organize it and move the songs to which, how you want them organized, and then you want to press burn. Once you press burn, it'll either say processing or just go straight to burn, but whatever it does, once it's complete, it'll do it for each song, and then it'll be complete, and then you can just take the, usually on mine, I had it to where it'll eject the CD after it was done burning, but I don't know what your computer would be like or anything. So once you do it, you just take out the CD, and then you just remove all the soundtracks from the bar, because they're going to be useless sitting right there. And then you remove all of them from the center of the screen where they were in the blank space. And then basically you exit out of the music player, and then you can put it into a radio, and, or, you know, like the radios that have the CD things. Like I had one, you lift up the top and you put it in the CD and you close it, and then you can play it. And then you just put in one of those to make sure it'll work, and then it'll work. Most of the times it'll work. I mean, it's never not worked, unless if I did a data disk. So I wouldn't know what would happen if it didn't work, but I mean, most of the times it works. If not all of the times, if you do it properly. But, like, once you do that, you'll have, like, the CD, and then you can take the Sharpie and write on the top of the CD the name of the CD or the category or a number or something to specify which CD it is. And then once you got that, you can, like, listen to a CD in the car. You can, if you have, I think it's like an aux cord or something, you can hook up your phone to the car, and then you can play music from your phone to the car. But, I mean, not all cars have that. So if you have the CD, you can do it, and everything, and, like, you can put it in it, and then you can listen to the songs on the go. For songs that you download off of YouTube, you can, like, download them to your computer and also do it and stuff. So I had, like, tons of CDs. But, I mean, I don't have them anymore, but, I mean, you'll, like, it's a cool way to get tons of stuff and everything. And if your computer can do DVDs, then you can have, like, cool DVDs of your favorite YouTube videos and everything. And, like, it's really cool. So, yeah, that's how you download songs and everything. But, gotta use the bathroom. I was gonna play another song, but I gotta use the bathroom, so I'm just gonna, there's a pause button, so I'm gonna pause it, and then I'm gonna save it, and then I'm gonna upload it while I'm using the bathroom. Okay, so bye. More videos will come soon, or more broadcasts, I should say, are gonna come soon. Peace.